From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday, contrary to media reports, President Donald Trump did not, in fact, hang up on him during a recent phone call. The two leaders held a reportedly contentious conversation about an Obama administration agreement obligating the U.S. to take in about 1,200 illegal migrants, mostly from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran. The migrants were caught trying to enter Australia illegally and are being held at camps located on several islands. Mr. Trump is not happy with that agreement.
For whatever reason, President Obama said that they were going to take probably well over 1,000 illegal immigrants who were in prisons, and they were going to bring them and take them into this country. And I just said, why?
Mr. Turnbull says the U.S. is still committed to going forward with the agreement. The Pentagon, meanwhile, says a list of exemptions to President Trump's 90-day ban on immigration from seven countries will now include people who have aided the U.S. military. Opinion polls show the ban is supported by roughly one-half of all Americans. There were attacks in eastern Ukraine Thursday, the fifth day of renewed fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. Two Ukrainian soldiers were killed overnight and 10 were wounded. The rebels say one of their fighters was killed. The sound of shelling was heard from the direction of the town of Agivka. American United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley condemned what she called Russia's aggressive actions in eastern Ukraine and warned that U.S. sanctions would remain on Russia until the Crimean Peninsula is returned to Ukraine. She called for an end to the fighting in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News.